The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to turn to an issue that's been raised by the Social Democrats. It's the circumstances under which taxi licences are revoked and suspended. And they say that this issue needs to be urgently clarified. Holly Cairns is the leader of the Social Democrats and she joins me on the line now. Deputy Cairns, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Thanks, Mandy.
Now, what do you want to see happen here?
Ultimately, we need to see a review of the regulations around licensing for taxi drivers. So it's the conviction of taxi driver Raymond Shorten for the rape of two women and one young child that have, I think, really shocked people, because the serial predator is now facing sentencing later in the month. But of course, Mandy, we all get taxis, not just to get home, but to get home safely. So we don't have to worry about being attacked. And I think just the idea that there could be any prospect of a taxi driver either having convictions for sexual offence or facing trial for those offences is the stuff of nightmares for a lot of women. And so obviously the Gardaí regulate taxi driver licences and have the power to revoke licences in circumstances. But the thing we don't know, and I think a lot of people would like to know, is, are those powers strong enough? So are licences suspended if taxi drivers are charged with sexual offences before convictions, for example? Are licences revoked when drivers are convicted of sexual offences other than rape, like, for example, stalking? There seems to be a bit of confusion around that. And I suppose that means that those regulations need updating and we need clarity on that.
And have you raised these issues with the Department of Justice and with An Garda Síochána?
Yeah, I actually raised this issue with the Tánaiste on Thursday and I was quite surprised by his reply. He didn't answer any of the questions or seem to have taken much interest in the case at all. Mm. I have to say, if I was in government, I'd be getting onto the guards and the NTA immediately to see what the situation was. We don't have clarity around what happens. Like, if the licences are granted every 5 years, if somebody's convicted of serious sexual offences or on trial for serious sexual offences during those 5 years, are the Gardaí taking action to revoke licences? Is it up to the driver to say that they're on trial for these things? It's something that the government needs to address because, Andy, I think in the last couple of weeks alone even, we can see how serious the epidemic of domestic sexual and gender-based violence is. It's story after story after story. Like, even recently, over the weekend, the loads of women speaking out about their horrific experiences in the Women's Football Association of Ireland. Mm. We've had such bravery with people like Blanid Raleigh, with Natasha O'Brien. There's now this situation with the case of the tax driver. Like, it's constant. Ireland has a violence against women problem and we've had it for a really long time. And what happens is every couple of years, we see these stories come to the surface and then it comes to the forefront of our mind and to the media and in political debate. And we go, how is this allowed to happen? It can be never allowed to happen again. And then it always happens again because we haven't taken the necessary steps to stop it from happening. Mm. And I recognise that some of those steps are not easy and can't happen overnight. Things like reform of our justice system, which currently treats victims often like they're on trial and re-traumatises people. There's reform of our education system to address the cultural and societal issues. There's the desperate need for an increase in refuge spaces. We don't provide a fraction of the recommended bare minimum. And we know that most women who are murdered by a former or current partner. But if there's nowhere to go, you can't leave. So we understand that those things are really difficult to address now. We've been calling for them to be addressed for a long time. But then there is the kind of, I don't want to call it low-hanging fruit, but there are things that could be addressed immediately. The government is out in recent weeks speaking about their so-called zero-tolerance approach. And I have to say, when regulations like this are, when there's confusion around them, when they potentially aren't enforced, it's really difficult to believe that this is what a zero tolerance approach looks like, because we're speaking about the taxi regulator now. We know there was an issue in Ireland whereby a dentist was practicing, a convicted sex offender, and the regulatory body didn't have the power to do anything about it. They've been screaming out for more powers for years, and the government either dithers, delays, or just stonewalls them. And there's a situation where people are in a potentially vulnerable situation alone with their dentist. Mm. counselling services are a Wild West. There literally is no regulations. So all of these things can be addressed.
Yeah, I just want to stick to the taxi issue for a second. And I don't want to put words into your mouth, but I'm trying to understand what it is that you're calling for. So first of all, does this review of what Gardaí and the government can actually do about the licensing? I was asking somebody about this before we came on air, and there's been circumstances in the past where convicted criminals, as we all know, have applied and got taxi licences, and on Garda Síochána have tried to go to the courts to stop them from getting those licences or keeping those licences, and they haven't been successful. So are you calling for people who are charged with sexual offences to be suspended or stopped from getting a licence in the first place before they're convicted, or what is it exactly you would like to see happen?
Yeah, basically we want it to be that people feel safe and will be safe when they're in a taxi. And the existing regulations say that there is a mandatory qualification from holding a taxi licence if drivers are convicted of certain serious offences, and listed in that is murder, manslaughter, rape. And what we want clarified is what the situation is for other sexual offences. For example, a driver could be convicted of sexual assault or harassment. It's not actually clear what happens. So we need clarity on that in the first instance, to find out if the licence would be revoked. Would anything happen? Who has the obligation to notify the Gardaí to revoke the licence? Is it the Gardaí themselves? Is it the perpetrator of the crime? So we need to know what the current system is. And it's actually not clear. And yes, we would like it. We think it should be the case that nobody who's charged with serious sexual offences should be allowed to drive women home alone at night.
Mm. Deputy Cairns, I'm going to leave it there with you for a second. I might bring you back in a moment, because I'm also joined in studio by Aisling Dunn, who is Bolt Head of Public Policy for Ireland. Aisling, you've heard what Deputy Cairns has said there. Like, there's not enough clarity in relation to this and what the actual regulations are for holding a licence when somebody is charged with a sexual offence, even before they're maybe convicted. What's your understanding of things?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what Deputy Cairns has said there. I suppose the legislation that governs this dates back to 2013, and there is some confusion in the wording. It's obviously very clear if a driver has been convicted of a very serious crime, murder, rape. But what isn't clear is some of those other offences that don't quite meet the same level of severity but are still present a danger to passengers. And also what happens when somebody has been charged but not yet convicted. Obviously, everyone is entitled to a presumption of innocence. You know, taxi drivers have that same presumption of innocence, as well as this being, you know, their form of livelihood. They have families that they need to support. So there has to be a fair balance. And I think where there is a charge of a serious offence that presents a danger, where it's an assault or of a sexual nature, I think, you know, the guards maybe should have the power to consider that a charge is sufficient to result in a temporary revocation of a licence until that case has, you know, reached full fruition. Obviously, on the platform, so the likes of, you know, Bolts and Freenow and Uber, we have the power to remove drivers from our platform where we've received a credible complaint from a passenger where they say something happened, they were uncomfortable. So even without the involvement of the guards, we can remove a driver from our platform that we don't think is safe. But there is a balancing act that needs to be done here. These are people who are working, trying to support families. So, you know, they are entitled to a presumption of innocence.
And we should say that the vast, vast majority of taxi drivers are doing just that. They're going about their daily business. These are isolated incidents. But just to kind of pick up on one question, one thing that you said there. If you have information or somebody comes forward with information about someone who's on your platform, you can do something about it. What about voluntary disclosures? If somebody was charged with a sexual offence, is there any things within your protocol that tells people you've got to actually inform us to be part of this platform?
Ultimately, we rely on the regulator. So we rely on the Garda Carriage Office to regulate the licences. We have to trust that they're doing their job. And by and large, as you say, they really are. We have a very robust system of licensing in Ireland. The Garda Carriage Office is very comprehensive. Where an applicant for an SPSV licence, a taxi licence, has lived for a number of years in another country, there is extensive engagement with police forces in those countries to check if they have any convictions or anything that could, you know, cause an issue with their license. We do have a strong system. The problem arises where, after someone has been licensed, they have a criminal conviction or a charge and how we control that. So I totally agree with Deputy Cairns. My understanding from the Department of Transport is that the regulations and primary legislation underpinning our licensing of drivers is actually something that they're looking at this year in terms of updating and reforming. So this is a timely conversation and I do think it will be given serious consideration to how we can make sure that these kind of very isolated, very unusual but terrible incidents can be avoided and keep our taxis and our system safe.
Deputy Cairns, this issue is about to be debated in Dáil Éireann, I think, tomorrow evening. What do you want to say to the government? What do you want to see happen?
Yeah, so the Social Democrats are bringing forward a motion on this in the morning. And we're basically saying to the government, if you want the kind of zero tolerance rhetoric to be more than just that, then to match their kind of words with strong actions to update the Dáil on when we'll see the new sentencing guidelines. When we'll find out if personnel charged or convicted with criminal offences, clarity on the report in relation to that, review of taxi regulations, including the power of An Garda Síochána to revoke or suspend licences. We want to see regulations for counselling and psychotherapy services, an increase in refuge spaces, and a number of other things, basically to ensure that there actually is a zero tolerance approach to domestic, sexual and gender based violence. Mm.
And Aisling, that's something that the industry, is that something the industry would support?
Absolutely, yeah. I think I support everything that Deputy Cairns has said there. There's an awful lot that we can do from a platform's perspective around safety features, you know, allowing our passengers to share their location, share details of who their driver is with, you know, family members or loved ones so that they can feel that extra sense of security. But obviously the primary role for governing licensing comes from the state. So we support any improvements in that area.
Mm. Deputy Cairns, that issue of sexual offences, I'm just getting a sense from you from your previous comments that you don't feel that the government is doing enough on this in a broader sense. Is that right? I mean, would you do you think that they're going halfway to meet you on these issues, or is it something that you'd like to see a bigger consideration of in general from this government?
I think it needs to be treated with the urgency that we only hear of when a woman is brave enough to speak out, come forward and tell the whole country about her awful experience or trauma. Mm. And at that point, we see the government then coming out with these really strong words and it's convincing. But the reality is that then we're here again in another number of years or another number of months and those things have not been addressed. Mm. And yeah, I think Ireland has a real problem with regard to this. It is, violence against women is an epidemic and, you know, there's just so many cases of it all over the media at the moment, so many people speaking out about it, not because they want to and they shouldn't have to, but because they want to see the situation improved for people coming after them through our justice system, you know, using taxis, all of these things. And what we're just calling for the government to do is to really address them because, like I said, it comes into every part of society. You know, our justice system, it seems, is built not to protect victims of crime. It seems to often compound their trauma. Mm. And so we've been promised a reform of our sentencing guidelines. But where is the urgency in relation to that? How was Natasha O'Brien's victim impact statement brought into the weighing up of the sentencing of Cathal Crotty? You know, all of these things need to be addressed. And then, you know, we know as well, Mandy, that last month Women's Aid revealed it had more than 40,000 disclosures of abuse of women and children in 2023. That's the highest number in its 50-year history. Mm. And sorry.
No, just one thing I wanted to go back on a little bit was that call really for people who are charged with sexual offences to be either suspended or to be taken off a platform. What about that extending if it were brought in for this to other things? I mean, you might be in a situation where we're saying that people are being taken away the right to innocence until they're proven guilty so that, you know, we don't wait for people to be convicted and you could punish someone who is wrongly charged but not guilty.
This is a really difficult area. And I think the thing that really came out of Natasha O'Brien speaking about her situation was that the right, somebody else's right to protect their career was held at a higher kind of importance or value than a woman's right to safety. And I think, you know, when we're calling for a review we of course know that that needs to be a serious consideration and massively weighed into the situation. But at the moment, we don't even have clarity on how that's brought into consideration. If somebody's on trial, are they still driving around in a taxi? We don't actually know that at the moment. Mm. But the fact that there isn't clarity and the regulations are so old, and it was just said there that they are kind of updating at the moment, like, that's really welcome. And we just need these things to be considered when they're bringing forward the regulations, because what we see throughout our history and up until today is that women's safety isn't considered, that it's not part of the regulations like that. The Dentistry Council consistently calling out for the powers to be able to regulate the sector and being stonewalled by the government, dithering, delaying all of this stuff. So what we're just calling for is that the government's so-called zero tolerance approach actually plays out in reality rather than it being just rhetoric that is kind of brought to the floor of the dole when women come out and are brave enough to speak about their experience. This is something that is taken seriously, and that we proof different regulations and policies around this, because we know the other issues that we need to address this serious problem take more time. These are things they can address immediately. Right, and that's what the Social Democrats' motion is calling for tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much, Deputy Kearns. Just one final question for you, if I can, Aisling, before I let you go. Garda vetting, is that required for a taxi licence?
Absolutely. It's a very robust process. It can take several months, and it's an essential part of getting a licence, and very valued.
Right, we just wanted to clarify that. Well, listen, thank you both very much. That was Holly Kearns, leader of the Social Democrats, and also Aisling Dunn, both head of policy in Ireland.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.